Hello, we're back. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We're live here at the Seattle Seattle Washington Convention Center. We are live, so you're going to need to leave your sailor mouth at home, okay? This is how it started. I'm sorry. When we talk about distributed
computing, this is the last show. So this is like this is Channel 9 After Dark.
Because when you talk about distributed computing, you've got to like sort of turn some things off, because if you have a problem,
it's like, you know what it's like? It's like those 3D sort of pictures, right?
Yes.
That you like kind of squint your eyes and you like cross your eyes a little
bear?
Bit.
Is that a bear? I mean,
it's like, is that a bear in a forest? Or is it a lighthouse?
We don't know.
It's a schooner.
So I did not even know you were going to show up. Like literally, like I went to his condo and I was like knocking on the window. Can you come to my show? Can you come to my show? Dude shows up. He's like, hey, am I going to be on your show, Seth? I'm like,
what are you talking? Well, look, here's the deal.
Tell me, obviously.
We should introduce the whole thing. Yeah, you're so rude.
Yeah, sorry.
You're so rude. It's like a one-on-one conversation.
I am literally a horrible person.
This is why I don't want to be on your show. I was like, you need a better host, is what I said. And this is true. Mark, please introduce yourself.
I'm Mark. I'm Mark Fussell. I work on Service Fabric, hence this marvelous T-shirt
nice,
here.
Nice.
This
why aren't you stunning. Representing, man?
This is
I represent
Vibrant
everything.
Orange.
Vibrant. Is that the actual name
Vibrant
of the color?
Vibrant Orange. Is the color.
Dang. Yeah, I know. So good stuff.
Yeah, so Service Fabric, yeah.
That's you know what? It takes a distributed system to find the right color. That's what you need. You need to run the system.
They ran that.
They ran
that of Azure Service Fabric.
Several months.
And determine the right color, yes.
So look, I hear about Azure Service Fabric.
You want me to introduce myself to?
Everyone knows who you are, right?
That's true.
I'm literally the worst host. I'm like, my producer's sitting here and laughing at me.
Well, I think she's gone. She left.
She literally left. She pulled up. So Corey, tell us who you are.
Yeah, so I am Corey Sanders, compute.
So all of that.
I run the compute team in Azure. Yeah, yeah.
All of that.
So that's VMs, VM scale sets, Service Fabric, Container Service,
batch.
Arm.
Shut up.
Tell us more.
It's everything that's useful.
He's looking for a raise.
Right. It's review period. It's review time.
So Service Fabric. Give me the down low. Why is it important? How can we use it?
I'm gonna turn that over to Mark.
Well,
he's like looking at you. It is
review. Well, first, Service Fabric is the thing that we build a lot of our services on.
Okay.
And so, you know, Cosmos DB, Azure SQL Databases, IoT Hub, you know, so it's the platform that we build our company on and build a lot of those services on. So that's the thing that makes it critical to our infrastructure. But, you know, what makes us different is that, you know, we're not like other cloud providers. We give you the same bits that we depend ourselves on to build all these platforms.
Oh,
and that's pretty unique.
That's a call out.
That's pretty unique. And you could take
it. He's going to the mattresses right now.
Yeah,
now.
You could take it. And what's more, is it's not just Azure as well. Like so many of our customers love to put it on their own data centers in their own premise. And that is super cool. The fintech guys, healthcare guys, people who've got all these regulations, the things that they can't go to cloud just yet. We're seeing this big hybrid story that they're deploying it on-premise, and it's just taking off like
it's magical.
Hold on. You said magical. I have my dev bits flipped. I'm like, hold on. There's some dude in a checkered shirt is telling me.
I don't know why you got to come after my shirt.
I'm wearing a checkered shirt.
It's a great shirt.
It is. I'm wearing one just like it on Friday.
You want this one? I'll give you this shirt right now if you want it.
I don't know. I mean, is it that kind of show? I don't know. I mean,
it's whatever kind of show we want to be. And no one's watching anymore anyway.
No, my mom is still on. Okay.
So stripping would go well or not?
She might like it. I don't know. I'd have to call her.
Can we find out? We're going to need a minute. No, so sorry. Let's talk more about Service Fabric.
You're literally the worst. You're killing it. So look, how do you do on-premise and in the cloud Service Fabric?
Well, we have two different offerings, yes? So the on-premise one is we have a download installer. You can just take a set of machines, network them together, log on to one of them, give it a simple configuration file, say deploy. It copies it across a set of machines for you.
Are these VMs or real machines?
Whatever you want it to be. VMs, physical machines. you know, it can be in VMware. It doesn't matter. What
VMs are real machines, man. Yes, haven't you seen The Matrix?
No, I know. Yeah, like, yes. If you put a VM inside VM, though, time slows down.
I did that exact demo today. Did you not see this?
I just know that's the case.
We're supporting, one of the things I announced today, we support nested virtualization with our next generation of sizes. You can put VMs. I did VM inside a VM inside a VM, and it went slower.
Is that why this interview feels like it's taking a long time?
Okay, well, that's the host.
Then you got the container in the VM in the VM in the VM. You got a
container in a VM in a VM. In a VM, yeah. All managed by Service Fabric.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, why? Okay, why would you ever do that?
Why would you not do that is really the question, sir. Well, I mean, look, so you're spinning up a VM and you want to go manage a set of solutions. So let's actually use Service Fabric as an example.
Got it.
You're deploying Service Fabric and you want to go be able to manage within each node a set of applications using, let's say, Hyper-V containers.
Got it.
Hyper-V isolation, but with container-based support, you can now do that inside VMs in Azure because the virtualization stack can be nested. You see what I just did there?
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah. So you have VMs that are running multiple containers.
But those containers are protected by Hyper-V.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember, Hyper-V containers have their own kernel, each one of them, yes? So it's a safe, secure environment. So if you want your multi-tenant environment, Hyper-V VMs.
You can do a multi-tenant application using Hyper-V containers, on Service Fabric.
And I've heard, like, containerization to me when it first came out felt a little, like, squishy because you could go underneath from the kernel side and start to poke through and do stuff. You're saying
we need to call out all these issues.
But it's not like that anymore if you have Hyper-V virtualization, right? Because it's protected.
You got that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that and then the other.
See? You like how casual I'm sitting? I'm just like, I'm so relaxed.
Yeah.
I had a beer before I came out here, guys. So
no,
this
you
is.
Didn't. Yeah, you may.
It's late. If you guys aren't, having a glass of wine out there, you should.
Especially if you're watching us right now.
If you're watching.
Probably
going to
make it better.
If people are watching this at like 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, they're like, these guys are a bunch of... Anyway.
So tell me, one more thing I had. Is it, like, we have 20 minutes of this.
This is amazing. Please stay with us.
So my question is, Service Fabric, the way you're describing it, feels still a little squishy to me. You know, it's like this.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Like,
this is, well, you tell like, us. You
trying,
said it.
When I'm trying, look, I heard about Azure Service Fabric, and it was you had to use a certain programming paradigm to use it.
Oh,
but
I see.
It's
yes.
a different thing now.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about what we announced.
Yeah,
today.
Well, that's what we announced today. We announced stuff here. Yeah, well, we announced today that
there's nothing on this paper.
Service Fabric is GA'd running Windows containers.
Okay.
As an orchestrator. So you can just take any application that you have. So we've always already been able to run just any executable.
Okay.
Just take a piece of code, say to Service Fabric, go and run this. 1,000 instances of it, whatever scale you want. But we've just had more and more customers come, especially with containers now in Windows Server, saying, how do I just take existing applications, particularly like IIS applications, and deploy them into a Windows environment at scale? We can do that via containers. Service Fabric is now a GA container orchestrator. And so it's.
And so here's what's cool. You take this compose language,
right?
And you can go and deploy on top of Service Fabric. But like so many of the other things that we're doing that we announced today, diversity and portability, you can take that compose file on those containers and you can deploy it somewhere else. So you won't ever want to, but if you decide, hey, I don't want to use Service Fabric anymore, but you've now used an open source model, you can go deploy it on top of Docker Enterprise, you can go deploy it on top of Kubernetes, right? And so the fact that we now support this entire Service Fabric, it means this developer portability is a real thing. This is truth, Seth. This is truth.
I'm tearing up here.
Look at this. And then we got the top.
They're doing like the top shot.
Bring in the truth. Bring in the truth. It's going a little bit slower. It's a little bit awkward now, but bring in the truth. And the truth has
arrived.
This is like a miming.
Yeah, I love it.
Have you a professional mime?
Well,
okay, clearly not.
Clearly
actually,
he's not.
We just learned that you
clearly
are not.
I'm not, yes.
So look, here's the other thing that I wanted to add.
Oh, someone said we're watching. Oh, thank you, Jess. Jess said we're watching, guys. That's
bless
it. Bless you, Jess.
Literally, someone's
this,
having
this
a drink.
This show is for Jess. Do this one for Jess.
Okay, so Azure Service Fabric adds additional things, though, that others do not. Like, I've heard they have these really interesting data structures, Quorum type stuff. I wanted to say Quorum because it sounds really intelligent. Did it come out good?
No.
Oh, well, yeah.
You've revealed your ignorance. So please, go on.
Yeah, so we talk about this journey. And the first part of your journey might just be hosting some executables, hosting some container apps, moving just to use Service Fabric as a deployment management technology. Then the next part of your journey is, hey, you know, I want to go into the next step down this microservices journey, add, you know, some additional functionality, maybe an API to get hold of some data. And how do I do that in a productive way?
Right.
Well, Service Fabric then provides you some programming models. There's reliable actors, reliable services that helps you build those applications at scale and deploy them all and add that little bit in the journey that you can go down. Yeah. So
this is really what I think. You know, when I think of Service Fabric and sort of the benefit and how people are using it, being able to take that container solution and extend it out into an application platform, that is really where the value prop is on Service Fabric. I mean, it really becomes you sort of don't have to choose between application PaaS platform and containers. You can slam them together.
Yeah.
You see them.
I'm still trying to decide what is the difference between, like, we had something called Azure Container Service. Do we still have that?
We do, of course.
Yeah,
we do,
What's the difference between ACS and Service Fabric?
Why you got to come at me with these questions?
I don't know. I don't understand.
It's like super late.
Jess is watching. Okay, we got
to do this one for Jess.
Do it for Jess.
I will answer that question for Jess. This is, I apologize for Seth and his rudeness.
So sorry.
Sorry. I can take this one. So here's the way to think about this. You know, I think from a Service Fabric perspective, the nice thing about it is, sort of like I said, you don't have to choose between container and application platform. When you look at some of the solutions that we offer as part of ACS, a lot of those are actually open source solutions, right, that we deploy and manage. And so it includes Kubernetes. It includes DCOS from Mesosphere and Docker Swarm, right? And the nice thing about those is they are fully open source solutions, right? They are, but they are geared towards, pure orchestration, right, versus sort of the being able to graduate from an orchestration solution into a full application platform. And that's really sort of where I think Service Fabric shines.
So I'll let my ignorance show a little bit so you can.
Again. And this has like been 15 minutes of your ignorance showing. We got another 15 minutes to go.
We got 15 minutes and 15 seconds. What am I getting more? And I know you answered this, but I didn't understand.
He literally just said it.
But it's like you said it, but I want to understand, like, what more am I getting? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah,
like,
so
orchestrating,
I mean, like stateful.
What more are you getting? You get the platform itself in terms of orchestration of containers, but then you get these productive programming models. So, for example, one of the key differentiators is we do stateful services.
Okay, that's what I was getting.
And this is a massive differentiator for us. And what that means is that you can build these co-located code and data close together. You heard a lot about code and code data being co-located today on edge side of things, but we already do this inside Azure, inside Service Fabric. You can put this code, stateful services, and we manage all of the failover of both the data and the code. And it becomes a very big differentiating part of the platform. And as we look towards containers in the future, we're going to add that statefulness as well into container support as well.
Apparently, other people are watching too, and they have questions.
There are. Yeah. So, some are questions, some are comments.
Okay. Code DJ, can Service Fabric, Azure Functions connect to Azure VNet? Does it support domain
authentication? Service Fabric, of course.
Well, yeah. Service Fabric, you can see all the underlying infrastructure if that's what you want. You can connect up to VNets. That's exactly what people do the whole time. And you can put up to domain authentication if that's what. Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome. So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Beach says, and we all have a glass in hand. Of course.
Thank you. Thank you. That's man. I wish I had. I mean, who do I have to kill to get a glass of wine up here?
Seriously,
Goaz, all the nice things I said about you, and now nothing.
If we keep saying Goaz, it's because she's our producer and she's literally right there, like seriously shaking her head. She might walk off any second.
She may walk off.
Like you might literally see color bars.
But this show runs itself, I think. Right. So, I mean, are you doing anything? Wow.
Are we going to be able to use this later?
We're never going to be able to show this again.
From Patrick, for on-premise Service Fabric, do we have any special hardware requirements?
No, sir. I mean, there's no special hardware requirements yet. Just a machine that you can deploy an OS to.
So I can, on this machine, I can build my own Service Fabric.
Now, if you want to use containers, you need to use Server 2016.
True. If you need containers, you need Server 2016 and deploy Docker on them as well.
So one time, I talked to Mark Rusinovich about this like a year or two ago. Oh, he's like, oh, that guy.
Mm. I mean, he's all right.
He's talked
CTO of Azure.
He talked about like the actor model in Service Fabric a lot. I mean, and I, for some reason, and my ignorance is showing,
12 minutes left.
For some reason, I thought that the actor model was married to Azure Service Fabric. Clearly, I'm wrong.
What does the word married mean in this situation? Is like till death do us part sort of thing?
No, I thought that if I was doing something in Azure Service Fabric, I had to adhere to the actor model.
Oh, no.
Okay, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no,
kind of like when you're married, you have to adhere to what your spouse tells you.
Uh-huh.
But my wife. Same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, no,
this
no,
is awkward.
No. No, I mean, one
awkward.
Of the
can we end early, please?
Well, one of the beautiful things about Service Fabric is you can just mix and match whatever you want it.
Okay.
So if I want to bring a Java virtual machine and build a little app with Actors on the side and stick a container in it and then stick another container in it and maybe an executable and bring some Go.
I'd love to see how he arranges his house. I mean, it's like and all over the place.
Why did the kitchen sink in the living room?
If you want to put your couch here and you want to put your kitchen sink there.
So it's a bit like feng shui. Yes?
It's like the opposite, I think, of feng shui is what you're telling us.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever.
So you can literally put whatever like sort of application structure.
You can start. Exactly. So you can start with what you have and migrate from there. But the point is, if you are starting new, then the programming models we provide are a good starting point. But and as we look towards the future, of course, the other one we love, ASP.NET Core.
Of course.
Fabulous. Build a lot of apps for that, run them on Service Fabric. And as we look towards the future as well, we want to make ourselves .NET standard compliant. So you can bring all of those as well. And you know, we also want to be able to enhance and bring other programming languages as well. So you can run them today, but we want to make other ones first class. And that's the direction we're
going. It's a good thing he works at Microsoft.
It's a good thing he came on this show. Because otherwise, honestly, it's like the only useful information in this show is coming from him.
Not so much this area. It's not that, but more like this area.
Look how stretchy my jeans are.
All right, serious question to Rob.
All right, we got a serious question.
Can you discuss about management and monitoring?
And I think that Service Fabric specific, is that okay?
Is it?
Oh, I mean, I guess it could be ACF too, but...
I mean, it could be all up. So why don't you start with Service Fabric? I'll give a little bit all up.
Love it.
Okay. We've done a whole bunch of work recently to integrate with App Insights. Fabulous technology. You can go into the portal now when you create a cluster, and you can type an App Insights ID, and it will automatically configure all your diagnostics to be pushed up to App Insights ID. You can go into your application, and we have this technology called Event Flow that allows you to configure any input of how you write an event and how it goes pushed out to App Insights or to Elk or whatever you want to do. So those combination allow us to push all your application diagnostics as well as the system diagnostics from Service Fabric through to App Insights. The other one as well is OMS integration. Have you seen what the OMS guys have done? Fabulous work about diagnosing containers.
It's the Operation Management Suite.
That's all hooked up as well.
I want to sound smart, like at least for like 30 seconds.
The Operation Management Suite. Is there something that you know things about that you want to talk about?
You know, I'm really good at making fake paper ripping sounds. That's about...
You're a big fan of the Supergirl series, right? I think that's right.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think that's,
I don't know if I want to admit it live on air.
It's a fantastic show.
Is it?
It is.
Okay. You were going to go all up ACS on monitoring.
No. Well, he ended up answering a lot of those questions, which was like the OMS and App Insights story. Those are really the broad reach, right? So they have Service Fabric integration, but you can monitor and manage deployments experiences across the entire platform. So OMS, you can do support, like patching support. You can do monitoring support. App Insights, you can do code-based support across things like app services and of course, Service Fabric as well. Yeah. So,
I think there's also some great cool features in Visual Studio itself in terms of how they draw the application map now.
Well, we saw this today also with debugging as well. Containers as well.
I think that, I mean, if you look at that debugging live in Visual Studio, it's like, wow.
With multiple containers?
With containers!
I did see that. Steve Lasker showed this to me.
This was also in the keynote this morning. So it's as if you didn't watch the keynote.
Most of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was working.
I was busy.
There was some stuff I had to get
they
done.
They weren't broadcasting anything because they were showing the keynote. What were you doing?
Question from a code DJ.
My goodness.
Can the OS on Azure VMs be upgraded to Win16 from Win12?
Well, so I mean, you can spin up and basically replace the underlying OS of a running system to actually run through setup. I don't think you can actually run through setup because you can't attach media to it.
I see.
So that may be a problem. But you can.
Would it be better just to spin up a new one?
That's right, and you can do migration that way. Yeah. So that's one approach. He got one right.
We have only 7 minutes and 30 seconds, so I'm going to ask like a really easy question. Like, if I'm moving an application into a container type application and I've never done it before, what do you suggest?
Call Mark Fussell.
That's easy, right? I'm like literally like the question is, so I want to build a distributed app. What do you suggest?
Yeah.
That's an easy. You could do that in 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. 7 minutes.
10 seconds, right, Mark?
Yes. So one thing I'd say probably is this. I mean, I think look, the nice thing about containers in general is they offer this breadth of functionality, right? So like you can take existing apps, existing solutions, you can containerize them. Mm-hmm. Containerize them to your heart's content.
Any of them?
For the most part, the answer is yes. Now, is that the full extent of modernizing the app? No, right? Like if you want to actually get to a microservice-based solution where multiple people can update things at different times and sort of take really full advantage of that environment, you need to do some work.
Sure.
But we have seen folks who basically take .NET, full framework, Windows Server solutions, containerize them. In fact, we showed this a little bit today.
Of course,
You watched the whole keynote.
Yes.
Golly.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just wanted to make sure you called it out.
Sigh. Did I just say sigh?
No, I heard something. I don't know.
And you can containerize and deploy, and then you can launch that onto any container platform. And then Service Fabric, of course, the one we showed this morning.
Yep. So, I mean, obviously with Greenfield, you can go and be very principled about it and be like, Okay, we're having tiny. But look, everyone's working on code that like you look at and you're like, oh, geez, I got to figure out what's going on. How do we move those over in a principled way other than just, let's just put a container around the whole thing and screw it?
Yeah.
What do we do?
Well, I think, the containers is a great first step. I mean, another thing that we just added into Service Fabric is we put a DNS service inside there. So you just have, like, your containers, they have DNS support deployed and then run. Usually after that, it's usually down to two things. It's usually about scale and agility. It's how frequently am I trying to change this piece of code or how much trying to scale this particular thing out.
Got it.
And when you start to hit those particular bottlenecks, you then tend to ask yourself, am I doing something that's different and turning it into something that's more like a microservice? It's usually one of those two questions.
So call Mark, effectively, is what he's saying.
Call Mark.
That's what he said.
That's right.
Yes.
We will broadcast this phone number after this session.
Every bathroom will have the number.
Every bathroom has it already. So,
all right. So 5 minutes.
Buttons on
we're just going to burn through questions until they're done.
Questions.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Okay.
Are we ready? Right, everyone get on your
brace yourselves.
Get ready.
Fire.
So from Chuck.
We should sing some songs, too, maybe before we're done.
I wish we had a mic to drop. Can we get one that we could just be like...
Golan, can we get a mic to drop, please?
He's giving me the stink eye.
We're in big trouble.
All right, so Chuck says, new Cosmos DB offering is cool in Azure Service Fabric. Will there be built-in support for geo-redundant clusters? Run clusters in different data centers?
Booyah. That's a booyah question.
So this is entirely Service Fabric is totally capable of this today.
And he's like,
yes. Through on all of this is making sure that is sort of first class inside Azure itself.
Got it.
So we're working pretty close with the networking team to be able to make sure that the networking capabilities can support the fact that we can do networks across geo regions. So in order to do that, so that's the direction we're heading. Yes, you will be able to do that. That's certainly a direction we're going to head. Yes.
Nice.
It's hard though. I mean, this is the thing. Like, not just from a platform perspective, but your app needs to be conscious of this because long distance apart means data difficulties. And you got to figure out how your application is going to handle that data across those two different locations. So there's some things that will need to be understood. And obviously the Cosmos DB guys have solved that on top of Service Fabric.
Yeah.
But there may be aspects of your application that need to consider it. That's what you've moved on. You're tired of my answer. So let's move on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like you're saying a lot of stuff. And I'm asking a lot of questions. Next one, Tom. Love SF on-prem. Any plans on ensuring that SF cluster can come back to life after a total power loss?
It does. You can shut down all the machines. You can shut down all the machines, and you can turn them all back on again, and the cluster will boot up again.
It's just like...
We would not recommend shutting power down to everything you've got.
No, just go test it right
just
now.
Go test
Wait,
it right
no,
now.
No,
watch
no,
the rest of the show. We got 3 minutes, and then you can go test.
All right, Code DJ. No news since last year on Azure to Azure Site Recovery. Will it include Service Fabric for failover to a different region?
You should actually watch my session. My session, I talked about this. We did talk about the fact that we have a coming soon Azure to Azure site recovery.
But they will have to have another hour of you. Is that?
That's right. They have to. Yeah. They have to deal with this guy for another hour, which is absolutely worth everyone's time. It is a session chock-a-block full of announcements.
I've never heard that word. Code DJ.
Chock-a-block, really?
What is that?
It's just, it means a lot of.
Oh, what is it? Is it like from East Coast? Is that
okay?
East?
I don't have time. It's actually in the movie Love Actually. If you watch that.
Well, can we watch it together maybe later?
That's where that's from. If people are watching, am I allowed to say that? Is that a copyright violation?
Code DJ, since you mentioned VM inside of VM, can we download the VHD inside of VM and upgrade the OS? He's coming at you, bro.
It's just like this is a code.
It's gonna be like that.
He's with like one of the three people left watching, and he's like, "We're just gonna hit these guys hard."
That's a complex question. VM inside of VM.
Should be able.
Like I'm trying to like draw the diagram. Wait, hold on.
That's a Russian doll thing.
And if I die inside that VM, do I die in real life?
Or I don't know. I mean, it depends on how long you're dead.
One of those Russian dolls, but they're VMs.
That's right. That's right.
And you take them all apart. Yes.
We should do that.
The Russian doll VM.
Can we get some Russian dolls up here?
I'm still trying to figure out like this.
So I need a beer.
You know, like when you're talking about your family, it's like no, your cousin's uncle's dad's mom. And you're like,
yeah, I don't have that, but yeah, okay.
You don't have a cousin's uncle's mom?
Dad's mom, yeah.
Mom's dad.
There you go.
Okay, got it. Okay, so
I think the answer is yes, you can make that work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long
Yeah, well.
Yes.
We don't have many questions left. I'm getting this signal out there. It's like,
nice.
Really stretch it out.
Oh, there's another question.
Oh, here's one more.
Patrick, from the networking side, what are the requirements? Can we connect from layer or layer three? Can you talk about best practices? I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't surprise me that you don't know what that means.
Can we connect from layer three? Layer three.
Well, layer three is the baseline of the network. Yeah. So it's really just layer two that doesn't work. Yes, yeah, so that's just TCP/IP, right?
Yeah,
so
it is.
Yeah, that is the connection aspect of Service Fabric.
Are we talking about the OSI model?
And
here?
Then gateway to gateway ends up playing that out. So I think that works. And best practices is deploy your app there.
Next yeah, I think one.
We already did that
detail,
one.
Few
already
more details.
All right.
Yeah.
We're well done. Done. Yeah. I feel like anything else you want to add before? I mean, people are taking
about
their last
five seconds
sip.
In their last.
Oh, just
they're amazing.
Come around and ask us.
This is awesome stuff. You should make T-shirts.
Come and see our handcrafted.
Good one. They are amazed that this show is still going. I am right. Too. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Let me tell you before we go, we have a full slate tomorrow starting keynote at 8:30. 8:30. Keynote recap with Kevin Gallo. We have tons of other stuff. Tons of news. Please stay tuned tomorrow starting at 8:30. I will be here much smarter. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good night. No.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You guys are so mad at us.
Oh, my gosh. They really want us to leave. This is so sad. Yo, look at us.